How to Enjoy Running, full of expert tips. If you are looking to start running, or are just looking for ways how to enjoy running more, then read on. This article contains tips and advice on how to get the most out of your running sessions, as well as how to stick to a running routine. Let's get started. Benefits of running. Cardiovascular health improved.
As you pump more blood, and therefore oxygen and nutrients, into your muscles, your heart rate will increase. Muir explains that your heart will become stronger, more powerful, and capable of pumping blood around the body by beating faster to keep your muscles active. Your heart and lungs will become stronger and more flexible after you have been running for a while. Muir says that your heart can pump more blood around your body with each beat. This makes it more efficient.
Increases bone density. Muir notes that exercise can make our bones stronger and more resilient, particularly when combined with strength training. Running, for example, places stress on the bones, which stimulates them to adapt by laying more minerals in the bony matrix. This strengthens the structure. Research has shown that running boosts bone-building hormones, encouraging the body to produce more bone cells. Also read, Does Running Make You Taller? Top Full Information 2022. Relieve stress. Muir says that, there is no doubt that this past year was stressful. He also notes that running has become a friend to many because it provides an outlet for anxiety. We can solve problems, have some alone time, or enjoy that runner's high everyone is talking about. Increases muscle strength. Most of us have seen runners running behind us at some point in our lives. We envy their strong, muscular legs. Running long distances can help tone your legs, arms, core, and increase your strength. These benefits can only be realized if you fuel your body well and eat enough protein and calories. Read more. Does running build muscle? Top Full Information 2022. Does running give you abs? Top Full Information 2022. Confidence boosts. Muir says that today's society is experiencing low body confidence due to carefully curated social media pages that only show the best parts of our lives and stunning media images. She says that running can help build self-confidence, not just from the increased muscle tone in arms and legs, but also the confidence that comes with knowing your body can do difficult things. This is something you can be proud of. Get out into nature. Exercising outdoors has many mental, emotional, and physiological benefits. These include boosting your mood and getting vitamin D. It is nearly impossible to get out in nature and leave behind human development and come back feeling more optimistic than before. No equipment necessary. Muir notes that while buying a pair of running shoes is a privilege that not everyone can afford and that entering races requires a significant investment, running has a lower barrier of entry in terms of the amount of money needed. Most runners can start from their home. This makes it easy and accessible for everyone. It will lift your mood. As Muir calls it, Muir believes the runner's high is real. She says that the runner's high is real. Running can bring a sense of satisfaction. Even if things don't go according to plan, you still have a run to complete, which is something to be proud of. Boost your social life. No matter if you are just starting or an experienced runner, the running community will welcome you with open arms and offer support. There are many ways that running can become a social part of your life. Muir provides some tips. Before thinking you're too slow, these running groups have people of all speeds, so you'll easily meet new people to race with. It is an excellent way for people to get to know each other. Tips on how to enjoy running. Running is a high-impact activity. You need to work up and progress slowly. Our experts have some guidelines for those who aren't running or just starting to run. 1. Walking before running. Simon says walking is a good place to start as an intermediate runner. Then, you can gradually increase your running time. Walking breaks give you the chance to take a deep breath, slow down your heart rate, and give your joints and muscles a rest.
Jumping into a running program can lead to injury if you increase your volume and intensity too quickly because running places a lot of stress on your bones, joints, muscles, and tendons, so your tissues need time to adapt. Simmons suggests that you start by walking for 10 minutes, then moving on to running for 10 minutes. It is possible even to run a 5K.
2. You should run slower than you think. As kids are in gym class, well-meaning teachers instilled that running was about speed. Run the mile as fast as possible, you will be timed and measured against everyone else. You can run a lap and do another if you finish last in your lap. It's not surprising that running is something we hate running that we are all grown up. Running is about feeling good. Next time you run, try something new. You can start at the same pace as you would typically run and then slow down. You can slow it down by 2 minutes if you know your average mile pace. This should be fast enough to allow you to carry on a conversation as you run. You'll feel as if you're running at a walking pace, and everyone you know will be able to see you. Want to learn a secret? This is how half marathoners, marathoners, and ultramarathoners finish marathons, half marathons, and marathons. Even advanced runners train at this conversational pace for most of their miles. You're still learning to love running. Don't let the idea that you have to feel tired at the end. Just enjoy the experience of running. 3. Make quick, easy steps. It's easy to forget 10 form tips when you run. Instead, remember just one. 3 steps per second are the goal. That's 180 for each minute, 90 on each foot. This is a lot more than what feels normal, but it doesn't mean that you should run faster. Instead, you can shorten your stride to ensure that your pace remains the same even when taking more steps. This is why you should run. Scott Jurek, an ultramarathoner, explains in Tim Ferriss' 4-Hour Body that, when you focus on increasing your stride rate, much if not all of it corrects itself. This helps to prevent injury. It will help if you run with your weight above your feet and your leg out in front. This technique will force you to run barefoot in the same way you were made to. A word of caution. First, increasing your stride speed will feel strange. You may need to slow down from what you are used to avoid becoming tired. You will see a change in your body within weeks. If you feel that this makes running difficult, you can skip this step and return to running once you have a better running routine. 4. You can engineer the experience how you want it. What does it matter if runners who aren't running purists don't use headphones? Listening to music, podcasts, or audiobooks, which I do, can help you enjoy your time on the roads. Speaking of roads, who said they were the only place you could run? If you have the time and the desire to run on the beach, try trail running or running around a lake. Choose a place that inspires. Another option is to run in minimalist shoes or barefoot. This requires extra precautions as most people have walked and run in shoes their entire lives. However, running in minimalist or barefoot shoes is an entirely different experience from the regular running that most people are familiar with. You could also meditate. Running with a friend is a great idea. Running can be more than just running. There are many ways to make it more enjoyable. You can experiment to find the one that takes running to a whole new level. 5. Training for a race.
Running is just one reason to exercise. It's one thing to run for exercise. But training for something larger than any single run, something that might seem impossible right now, is a completely different experience. It's my favorite part about running. Some people don't like setting goals, and others don't like racing. Even if you don't care how long it takes to finish, race is misleading. Training to run a certain distance could be the thing that reveals the runner in you. If a 5 kelvins or 10 kelvins, half marathon, marathon, ultra, or ultra is not exciting to you, you can still train for it. Trail races, mud runs, and obstacle races may be more interesting than running on roads.
Once you feel comfortable enough with running, think about what signing up for the race and following a training program would do for your motivation. You know you are on the right track if it gives you butterflies just thinking about crossing that finish line. Tips for staying consistent. Consistency is the best way to progress your training and see improvement. These tips will make running more enjoyable and less painful. Make a plan. Simmons states that it is vital to have a training plan. There are many plans for beginning runners, but it is possible to find a coach who can tailor the program to your abilities and provide accountability. Expertly designed training plans can help you avoid injury and move quickly without being too ambitious. You can also be sure that your training is balanced, focusing on the essential factors of a healthy runner, such as endurance, strength building, and core strength. You also get mental benefits. Simmons notes that a plan allows you to check off the days as you go along. Invite running friends. Running buddies can offer many benefits, including added safety, accountability, and companionship. If it rains on Tuesday morning, and you are supposed to run at 6 a.m., you're more likely to get up to run. Some runners prefer the feeling of a group run, while others prefer to run solo, so they don't feel pressured. Simmons says that it is up to you to decide your preference. Simmons says that you may find an accountability partner, even if it is not physically there. Make sure you have the right equipment. Simmons says that runners use many things, including music, GPS watches, and fancy clothes. But the most important thing to have is shoes for running. He recommends visiting a local running store where experts can help you find the right shoes.
Simmons shares that clothes that wick moisture away from the body are best. It doesn't cost a lot to buy, even Target and Walmart have nice lines of workout gear. She adds that women will need a sports bra to support their bodies.
Don't let technology get in the way of your learning. GPS watches are not necessary. These watches are great fun, but you don't need them to run. Simmons says that once you start your running journey, they may reward reaching a goal. You can track your distance running with tons of free apps. Create a schedule that works for you. Simmons advises, choose the time that works best for you because it will be easier to keep it. Some runners run right after work, while others prefer to go to bed early in the morning so they can unwind from a hectic day. Some run after work, while others take lunch breaks and go for a run during lunch. Remember, your running journey is yours. It's your run. For motivation, use your progress. Muir advises that new runners stick with their training and be surprised at how fast you can walk or how far you run. You will see your fitness improve more quickly than you think. The pride you will feel from seeing your progress will keep you motivated to continue running. Do not feel self-conscious.
It can be daunting to go out in public, especially if you are just starting. Don't worry, remember that no one is watching, waiting for your failure, or laughing at you. Muir shares that it is only your inner critic who believes that.
By running, you can strengthen that voice. Keep being kind to yourself, and remember that it doesn't really matter how fast or slow you run. You're getting out there to accomplish something that you thought impossible. You should be proud of this. Stop comparing with other runners. It's easy to feel overwhelmed or defeated when you first start running. Although it can be difficult not to compare your abilities to others, this is one sure way to hinder you from enjoying running at its best. In business, there is a saying that says, "Don't compare my beginning to another's middle." It doesn't matter how hard you challenge yourself. Running was something I fell in love with, and I discovered that you don't need to be fast to become a runner. I found that running made me feel more relaxed and happy the more I ran. It was those deep, fresh, refreshing breaths, flushed cheeks after a hard day, and the sun shining down on your face for vitamin D. These were the things I loved about running.
Each person is out there for a different reason and has their own goals. You might discover that running is more enjoyable if you let go of the competition pressure.
Do not push yourself too hard. Simmons urges all runners, new and old alike, to focus on their individual sports journey and not compare themselves. Simmons reminds us that we often look at social media and try to be as fast as or as far as others. But, everyone has had a beginning point. Simmons reminds us that some of the better runners have been training for years, and we shouldn't compare ourselves to them. Instead, listen to your body, celebrate your personal achievements, and respect your own learning process. Conclusion. Some people enjoy running because it is a good way to stay in shape, while others enjoy the feeling of accomplishment they get from running long distances. Whatever the reason, there are many ways to enjoy running. Let's start right now to get the benefits from running.